Well, it was a tough night for us, obviously. I thought Villanova was played every bit their national ranking. They have so much speed and athleticism, not just in the backcourt, but at every position. That clearly bothered us. We were a step behind on just about everything tonight.
Was the tempo where you wanted the two fast breaks in both directions throughout?
I would say that absolutely was not. They had 24 fast break points in the first half. You know, we wouldn't want to give up that for the game, never mind the first half. So, you know, they're a team that, you know, gets out and runs and tries to turn you over, and they get out and run, and they're very skilled and very athletic. And like I said, they're not just, you know, Penn State's a good team, but they didn't have anywhere near the athleticism from position to position and quickness that Villanova had. And Penn State's a good team. This team is very, very talented. We want a slower pace. What is the answer?
I'm not able to see the loose parts either when they went to the bench.
No. Not at all. Shouldn't say not at all, but not much. They have a lot of answers coming off the bench too. I mean, we can play a better game, obviously, a much better game, but I think it just snowballed on us. You know, we just couldn't keep up with them. Seems like we were always closing out. We were always chasing the ball, and, you know, we were getting beat off the dribble excessively.
Coach, after a disappointing performance against Penn State and then tonight, is there any concern about the confidence of the team?
What do you mean a disappointing performance against Penn State? We actually did some good things in that game.
Yeah,
I thought it was a 5-point game with 6 minutes left, and we had a chance to win it. We could have done some things better, as every team can, but I wouldn't say that was a real disappointing performance. I thought that was a performance that we could have built off coming into this game. So,
are you disappointed that it seems allowed settling for 3-point shot again?
Well, you know, we like a balance. You have to get some. You have to have an interior presence, whether you get that through the dribble or you get that through post play. So that has to definitely improve for us. We want a balance. You got to get to the foul line. That's, you know, you win games at the foul line. So, too many threes probably. It's got to be a better balance. He's been having some problems with his foot. So he's going to get an MRI tomorrow.
He was in the contact line. Just a lot of people touched chances.
Yeah, I think, you know, obviously our biggest problem was defensively, where, believe it or not, I think we've made some good gains. It certainly didn't show at all tonight. But offensively, defensively for Villanova, their switching early on in the game really bothered us. We weren't ready to react to their switching. Matter of fact, frequently they switched and they had a guard playing a big guy, and we didn't have the recognition to take advantage of that, get the ball in the low post to in a mismatch situation. So,
Darren, how's Penn give you back out there?
I mean, it feels good, but it also sucks to lose. But I mean, my health is fine, but again, we just want to get better every day and try to get W's.
When you watch them on film, is it hard to like see the intensity on film and deal with it once you get on the court with them?
I wouldn't say that. It's Villanova, so we know they're going to come out and play hard and aggressive every night. But we came out lax, I guess, and they just put it on us early, and we got into a hole really early.
It's definitely one of those games you got to put behind you. We're a much better basketball team, and I'm quite sure we'll show that when we come out next game against Delaware.
Is there anything you take tonight?
You really just have to put this game behind you. I mean, you don't want to dwell on it. You just, you know, got to learn from it, obviously. But we know we're better. I mean, thought our guys, we really competed against Penn State, and we could have won that game, and you're right in it. And, you know, Villanova is a top 5 team in the country. They shouldn't be, you know, whatever it was, 40-something points better than us. It was a disappointing performance, but we're not going to dwell on it. We're going to move on. We're a better basketball team than we showed, and I think our guys know that. Well, we'll have a day off tomorrow. We got to have a day off by NCAA rules, and then we'll get ready for Delaware. But there's no sense dwelling on this game. We have 26 more regular season games to play, and we think we can be good. We still think we can be good. So you know, they'll as usual, be there'll be some naysayers, and that's just part of sports. We can't worry about that. Our guys know we're better than we played tonight, and I'm sure we're looking forward to the Delaware game to show that.